Hello, everyone. I'm Maria Teresa Maggi, intuitive astrologer here on KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and you're listening to the Star Garden Moon Watch for the new moon of February 24th, 2009. The moon is new in the watery realm of Pisces, the last sign of the tropical zodiac. In astrological metaphor, Pisces wisdom, with the image of the two fish swimming in opposite directions, brings us the emotional mystery that when we lose our way, we find ourselves anew. At the invisible beginning of the lunar cycle, we don't yet see the moon in the sky, so we grope through the Piscean mist in the belief that the seed or light will grow, even when it is so dark or buried we can't yet experience it in physical form. Pisces dissolves the distinctions between all opposites, so this new lunar beginning is most likely to be couched in something that feels very much like an ending. Since as a water sign, Pisces' reality is very subjective and emotions are amplified, one person's ending may be another's new start. The blurring of such distinctions humbles our egos and can bring us close to understanding what it is like to walk in another person's shoes. In fact, the feet are part of the body most aligned with the sign of Pisces, so we might pay special attention to the path we walk with them, both literally and figuratively. Sometimes it helps to find the way in the Pisces fog by starting with a fantastical idea that in turn tests us to open our hearts to more compassionate and humbling possibilities. All fairy tale heroes and heroines are transformed in such a way, and under the invisible Pisces new moon, we each live in our own self-created fairy tale and may also feel it dissolve before our heart's eye. Often through identifying with an experience of loss or suffering, we come to see with new compassion and less ego. In the following excerpts from Buddhist nun Pema Chodron's book, When Things Fall Apart, she asks us to consider the very Piscean notion that peace comes through dissolution. Suppose there were a place we could go to learn the art of peace, a sort of boot camp for spiritual warriors. Instead of spending hours and hours disciplining ourselves to defeat the enemy, we could spend hours and hours dissolving the causes of war. When we are training in the art of peace, we are not given any promises that, because of our noble intentions, everything will be okay. In fact, there are no promises of fruition at all. Instead, we are encouraged to simply look deeply at joy and sorrow, at laughing and crying, at hoping and fearing, at all that lives and dies. We learn that what truly heals is gratitude and tenderness. Here are some suggestions for each of the sun signs for how to dissolve our fears into gratitude and tenderness at this new Pisces moon. Aries, you may be focused on changing a direction toward the future, which could uncover a past belief or passion you may have kept hidden, even from yourself. Taking the time to embrace this brings peace. Taurus, you may want to join forces with friends or groups working to help those who are suffering. Or perhaps it is the healthy future of a family member who is infirm or addicted that you act to provide for. Gemini, a career helping others in distress is something you feel deeply about. Or perhaps you are helping to give voice in a public way to those who are silenced by forces beyond their control. It all matters deeply. Cancer. A large project close to your heart that has been mostly behind the scenes now might be more highly visible. This may change what comes to you in ways that are emotionally abrupt, but that also liberate you. Leo, you may begin this cycle with a change that also affects your partner, who may either identify with compassion or feel victimized by circumstance. Transforming habits into a healing structure stabilizes you both. Virgo, a partner or mate may be going through an emotional change that challenges beliefs long held since childhood. Or perhaps you are looking at how such beliefs affect your own emotional reality in relationships. Libra, you may be working hard for an ideal or dream you believe in. There may be a very intense connection between the past and your private life and a public cause you are involved in that galvanizes a big change. Scorpio. You may feel an intense identification with children or a lover, even as those bonds dissolve or you long to escape from them. An institutional structure could steady you as you negotiate a transition. Sagittarius. Your beginning point may involve feeling the impact of a family secret or addiction. Even though you may feel like a fish out of water because of it, remaining true to whatever supports genuine healing is best. Capricorn. You may feel the pain of a sibling or neighbor and want to speak up on their behalf, yet you also know your initial reaction could change things profoundly. Structure what you say to be useful in a crisis. Aquarius. You begin with expanding your sphere of friends and associates with the purpose of better realizing goals and dreams. There is also a feeling of being on the outside, but remember, this is just the beginning. Pisces. A feeling of identification with a woman or a child could power your emotional starting point this month. This could feel like going back in the past to start over, but this makes perfect emotional sense. In our go-go, do-do culture, we rarely allow ourselves to experience the value of sitting still and staring into space. Yet Pisces is the sign that reminds us to do just that. Feeling the emptiness, even becoming a part of it, is often a way in which inner wisdom or insight can find room to surface. At this new moon, a good beginning point is a still one, perhaps tucked away from the fast pace of everyday life, or maybe a moment right in the middle of it. For Pisces, it is the totality of the moment that matters, not the duration. So take a moment to take a Pisces retreat and sit still and open up to the stillness. When we give what seems like nothing a loving chance, we are nurturing the most profound healing Pisces has to offer. When we close our eyes for a moment, grateful to join with the silence or the sound of the rain falling on the roof, or to feel the music fill our bodies, or imagine the crash of waves on the beach, then we enter the unlimited realm of Pisces, where the magic that was there all along, waiting, can gently call us to shine our lights, shed some light, and keep it light. Background music is by Lou Winter. For information about the Star Garden Moonwatch, write Moonwatcher at turbonet.com. To support this and other programming on KRFP, visit RadioFreeMoscow.com.